Today we celebrate the Saturday before Palm Sunday, or also often called Lazarus Saturday, because the gospel reading tells us of the events of the previous day, that is the day before Palm Sunday, when Jesus was in Bethany and raised Lazarus from the dead. Why did he do this at this moment? What is the purpose of the raising of Lazarus? The story is a little strange when we hear it. Where was Jesus at this time? He's up in the southern part of the Sea of Galilee at this time, Bethany of Galilee, or Bethany beyond the Jordan. The Bethany that Jesus eventually comes to at the end of the story is Bethany of Judea. There are two Bethanies. The Bethany of Judea is just on the other side of the Mount of Olives, not very far. You'll hear later on in John's Gospel that Jesus stays overnight in Bethany, then he comes over the Mount of Olives in the morning and goes to Jerusalem. He spends the day there, and then after that he goes back over the Mount of Olives, over to Bethany, and stays overnight there at Martha and Mary's house. This is later on in the Gospel, just before the Passion narrative. Jesus was in Bethany beyond the Jordan, up in the region of Galilee. This is a four days walk from one Bethany to the other. Jesus had heard while he was up there that his friend Lazarus was sick. And so he stayed a little longer, it says. Two more days. Why would he do this? Does he not know that Lazarus is going to die? Of course he does. He is God. And it is for this reason that he remains two more days. The disciples ask, Lord, are we going to Bethany? We're going back to Judea? As you recall earlier in the gospel, they had tried to stone him. And so the disciples are afraid. They go back to Judea with their rabbi. They could get killed. And Jesus says, have no fear. When you have me, you have the light. Right? You walk during the day. The disciples are not convinced. When Jesus says, let's go and see our friend, he has died. Thomas, the apostle, one of the most courageous of the 12, says, let us go and die with him. This is the Thomas the Apostle who will eventually spread the faith all the way into India, as far as possibly China, in that great courage and zeal. When they come to Bethany of Judea, they find that Lazarus is dead, and Jesus says, open the tomb. His sister says, no, Lord, he's been there for 4 days. 4 days. The exact amount of time it would have taken for Jesus to walk from one Bethany to the other. This shows you an example of the historicity of these stories. Nowhere in the text does it tell you that it takes 4 days' journey to get from one to the other. They just tell you that he was dead for 4 days. But if you walk from one to the other by foot, that's the length of time it takes. Jesus had told his disciples that this was for the glorification of himself. Right? So that the Son of Man may be glorified and that they may believe. The disciples do not yet believe? The disciples, all the way through the ministry of Jesus, are constantly waffling back and forth, questioning and wondering. And this is emphasized in the Gospel of John. And this is an important theme. John emphasizes this point for a reason. To show us that the apostles were not perfect disciples of Jesus, and neither are we. At the end of the Gospel, we will hear John tell us of what Jesus said to Thomas, you believe because you have seen, But blessed are those who believe and have not seen. All throughout the gospel, you hear John speaking to us, his audience, the disciples, who are not perfect. Who are not perfect. Just like the 12 he had. And he raises Lazarus from the dead, as we sing in the hymn, as a foreshadowing of the resurrection of all. A foreshadowing of the resurrection of all. Why did Jesus rise from the dead? For many people, it's kind of an odd detail in the story. Or maybe a consequence of his divinity. But for most people, as they read the story, the gospel, the resurrection of Jesus doesn't have a lot of meaning. Everyone agrees Jesus rose from the dead. But you ask someone why? Well, because he was divine. So he rose from the dead because he was divine? What is that? What is the point of that? Well, death could not hold him. And therefore, and because he's immortal, though they killed him, he rose. Yes, this is important. This is true. But what is the meaning of that? What's the purpose? Everything Jesus did had a purpose. Theologians will wax eloquently for volumes about why Jesus died. Why did Jesus die? Well, go on and all sorts of debates. But why did he rise from the dead? Well, because he was God. He just had to. But let's move back to the resurrection theme again. I'd like to talk a few more volumes about that. So, we cannot understand the resurrection of Jesus without the crucifixion. But we cannot understand the crucifixion without the resurrection. It is the resurrection of Jesus that is the good news. Jesus is risen from the dead. That's the good news. The bad news was they killed him, as Stephen says. They murdered him. But God raised him from the dead. Lazarus died. It was a very tragic moment. But that finite evil that is death, that finite amount of suffering led to his resurrection. And so it is with Jesus' resurrection, which gives us also our eternal glory. It is looking back at the resurrection of Lazarus that we know that Christ's resurrection tells us that someday all of us will be raised from the dead. This is the good news. This is the gospel the apostles were preaching in Acts the Apostles, in the early church. Jesus Christ, though he died, has been raised from the dead. And what does that mean for me? That's nice for Jesus, but what about me? Well, what it means is that we have the potential then, like Lazarus, of being raised from the dead by Jesus. How does that happen? Well, the early church in the gospel told us very clearly, you who have been baptized into Christ, have died with him, been raised with him to newness of life, and then we only wait a physical resurrection to come. Christians are spiritually resurrected beings right now. Why do we receive the great mysteries of baptism and the laying on of hands, chrismation? So that we may partake of the table of the Lord and receive his body and blood. Remember, the Lord says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life in him, and I will raise him on the last day. Ask a theologian, what is the meaning of the Eucharist? Well, it's the real presence of the Lord. Yes, I know that. But why is that? Well, because he said so. Okay, let's move beyond apologetics. All right, what is the purpose of the Eucharist? Why did Christ give the Eucharist? Forget the Reformation, all the debates, and all the questions about... What was the early church understanding of the Eucharist? Well, it's based on the words of Jesus. The purpose of us receiving the Holy Eucharist is so that we too, like Lazarus, like Christ, may be raised from the dead. For the flesh and blood that we receive in the Holy Mysteries is the resurrected flesh and blood of Jesus. We partake of His bodily resurrection every time we receive the holy mysteries. And it is that, Jesus says, that will raise us from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit on the last day. This is the good news. This is the good news that was foreshadowed in the raising of Lazarus, is shown in full glory in the resurrection of Jesus, and will finally culminate in the resurrection of all. Glory be to Jesus Christ.